Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to part 35 of 120 of the Shmiras HaLoshon project, To Think Before We Speak. In this section, the Chafetz Chaim begins by contrasting a person who says Lashon Hara, speaks badly about somebody else in a hidden way, not in front of the person whom he's speaking about, as opposed to a case where he speaks the bad words in the presence of the person he's speaking about. The Chafetz Chaim observes that on one level, speaking behind someone's back is worse and is actually itemized in the Pasuk with the words, Orur Make Re'ehu Basoser. Cursed is a person who strikes his fellow in a hidden way, which includes speaking Lashon Hara about them. However, in a different dimension, Gadol Isuro Bifanov Mishalo Bifanov. It's far worse to speak in front of the person than to speak behind them. On one level, it's more serious. Why? Number one, there's azus v'chutzpah. It takes a lot of audacity to speak directly these degrading words in front of the person. Also, ma'orer yoser medonim. You create a far bigger feud by doing it in front of the person. The person is going to feel the need to retaliate. And if you said it privately, it could be you would die out. You would have done your damage, pretty terrible, but it's not necessarily going to get bigger and bigger, whereas in front of him it will. And finally, perhaps the most important, is that when you speak in front of a person, there's halbonas ponim. You're embarrassing the person, sometimes in public, and that's extremely serious. Hamalbim pnei chaveiro barabim ein lo chelik leolam haba. Person who embarrasses his fellow publicly is, on some level, removed from a dimension of the world to come. Exactly how these punishments work, but it's quite serious. There is, however, the Chafetz Chaim observes, a statement in Chazal that says that there's a certain litmus test regarding Lashon Hara, which is, if you would have said it in front of the person, then it's not considered Lashon Hara, which causes us to wonder, well then, if I do say it in front of the person, then I guess it's not Lashon Hara. Or a person might at the very least say, oh, I would say it to his face. Does that suddenly take it out of the prohibition of Lashon Hara? According to the outline that we just gave, it really doesn't make sense that it's going to be taken out. On the contrary, saying it to his face is more serious. And therefore, the Chafetz Chaim explains that this concept, I would say it to his face, is not a statement made out of anger. It's a statement regarding avak lashon hara, statements that can be taken in two different ways. A person is making a statement, like the example that was given elsewhere, you could always get food in their home. Does that mean they're always eating, they're gluttonous? Or does that mean that it's a house of hospitality? It's a house that's been blessed with many children and families, and they always have the kitchen active. Is it an innocent comment? Or is it a terribly snide and disgusting type of comment? And on that, Chazal said, if you would have been willing to say it in front of him, that could be a litmus test as to whether or not it's a good-natured observation that we would all smile about. Yeah, cute. The kitchen is always open in his home. they're always making a sheva brachas for one person or another, or was it really a snide remark? Obviously, therefore, the fact that a person in terrible antagonism says, "Oh, I would say it to his face," is not in any way going to take it out of the laws of Lashon Hara. On the contrary, saying Lashon Hara in front of a person doesn't make it not Lashon Hara, and instead it's actually, on some level, a more serious violation. And therefore, this concept of "I would say it to his face" is referring to something that's really essentially neutral, and it depends on the nuance with which it was related, on the context, etc. And the Chafetz Chaim writes, "Belashon kal ma'od," with a little nuance, it could change from being prohibited, from being permitted, and kasha ma'od litzamtzeim. It's very challenging and difficult to truly, accurately assess something, but this litmus test is useful if the person truly has no ill intent. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.